Well, Chris, I think it's time for us to come clean, you know, get it all out on the table.
Now? Well, I guess so. We've been hinting at this for quite a while.
Hey guys, what's this all about?
It's about succession. You know, the inevitable changing of the guard and how the process works in nature. I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society.
I'm Grace McCulloch.
And I'm Chris Martin with New Hampshire Audubon. And this is Something Wild.
In nature, lots of things change as the seasons and years pass. Take a grassy meadow. It greens up in the spring, flowers and fruits through the summer, and by fall, it's scattering seeds and turning brown again.
There's how a woodland brook gets dammed up by beavers and turns into a pond. That is, it does until the beavers eat all the tastiest trees and then they move further upstream. Eventually, their old neglected dam decays and the pond drains and becomes a meadow. Then as time passes, new trees sprout up and the forest returns.
It's forest succession. White pine seedlings sprout in a sunny meadow and grow into a dense forest, reaching high as they age. Finally, bark beetles and woodpeckers attack the tall pines, which decay and give way to yellow birch or eastern hemlock that grow in the shady understory. One species prefers openings, but eventually gets replaced by others more shade-tolerant, who take advantage of changing conditions over time.
The same thing applies in bird communities. Shrublands with prairie warblers and indigo buntings eventually give way to mature forests filled with blackburnian warbler and hermit thrush song.
Woodcocks love to forage in dense saplings, but they get displaced over time by rough grouse as hardwood forests mature.
And what happens when a long-lived barred owl loses her mate after years of sharing the same territory?
Well, reality is that raptor pair bonds are strong, but each bird's fidelity is more often to the place than it is to individual mates.
So, over time, new owl voices move in and join the conversation. But the process continues just as before. And with trees and forests, there are biological legacies like standing dead trees, down rotting logs, and soil seed banks that respond when sunlight reaches the forest floor through canopy gaps. The process continues even when the characters change.
A new chapter starts even when what came before ends.
Exactly. And you know what else? It's similar right here at Something Wild. I wanted to let everybody know I'm about to retire from my job as a raptor biologist for New Hampshire Audubon. And that includes stepping away after 16 years as Dave Anderson's co-host here on Something Wild.
So I have to say, Chris, it has been such a pleasure teaming up with you to explore New Hampshire's amazing natural world with all of our NHPR listeners. I'm going to miss working with you.
I've enjoyed it too, Dave. And I'll miss doing this with you and with our amazing producer, Jessica Hunt, plus all those incredible nature experts we've had a chance to interview over the years. But sooner or later, all things change. Now we get to say hello to Grace McCulloch, who's going to carry on as New Hampshire Audubon's voice on the show. I sure hope you can keep up with her.
Thanks, Chris. I'm thrilled to be invited into the Something Wild team. And Dave, I'm looking forward to lots of new adventures with you.
Can't wait to get started. In fact, we already have.
So happy trails, everyone. And please don't forget, keep on going outdoors as often as you can with the people that you love.
Something Wild is a partnership between the Forest Society, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. I just see Chris at home in his jammies listening to Something Wild some morning with his coffee looking out
I'm going to be Jessica's researcher.
Oh, nice. I think it's
all bird scripts.
I made it.